as for the oppressors of this earth. They are not going to achieve anything. They will continue to try. They will continue to threaten. They might have the temporary joy of succeeding in some of what they may have threatened by fulfilling a portion of it. No problem. Be strong. Look at those magicians. They told the Pharaoh, La dair, no problem. Do what you like. It's okay. You can only hurt us here in this world. Watch what's going to happen forever and ever. My brothers, my sisters, if we've been hurt by people, pray for them. Pray for their mercy. Pray that Allah guide them. And pray that Allah protect you from their harm in whatever way He wishes. If He wishes to take them away, so be it. If He wishes to keep them, so be it. Pray for protection and don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Because what's wrong is happening across the globe. People say, pray for China, pray for Afghanistan, pray for Pakistan, pray for Sudan, pray for... The list is endless, my brothers and sisters. No matter where you go, people are struggling and suffering. Pray for South Africa. Subhanallah. We have to pray to Allah for all of us, for everyone, for humanity at large. And we have to continue to spread the good word of the deen of Allah. If someone were to engage in a single prostration, truly for the sake of Allah, through an effort that Allah allowed you to make, trust me, it is a beautiful point of success. May Allah grant us all goodness and success. May we never lose hope, no matter what has come in our direction. This world is all about tests. The evil will continue with their evil until Allah wills. And the good will continue with their good until Allah wills. The difficulty is sometimes in the middle there are those who sway and they don't realize that don't become evil with the evil. But rather if you are evil, become good with the good. May Allah Almighty grant us every form of goodness. The reason why I say this is because we are struggling on earth from all angles. And the only way to come out of it is to go back to revelation. Look at what Allah has said. Check the examples. Take a look at what He taught. Allah did not make mention of the stories of the previous prophets just for you to enjoy before bedtime. No, He has placed them in revelation for us to learn lesson for our own lives in order for us to come up and to say, this happened, that happened, and this was the result of it. No problem. Allah will look after me. Have that yaqeen and conviction. May Allah bless us and strengthen us. Whenever something happens to us, take it in your stride. Some people say, I'm going to leave, I'm going to go somewhere else. When you go somewhere else, there will be a new type of a problem. Perhaps you might not be able to manage that one. If you can manage this one, say Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, if this is my test, I thank you for it because this one, I can manage it. Don't test me with another one. La ilaha illallah.